I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 802 ESPN 97.5. I've seen plenty
can
of places.
Can we do a Deshaun free?
No, that's. I want to do this. I want to do this. Let's
just rank, an hour of no Deshaun?
Rank the teams that are left in the Sweet 16.
Oh, you want to play that game?
Yeah.
All right.
Number one is Gonzaga.
Yeah, hold on. Let me bust out my.
And you know what? Baylor is looking again.
No, Baylor's number
like
two.
The Baylor that was dominant early on.
I'm going to back the Big Ten here. I'm going to go Illinois 3.
No, Illinois is out of it.
Oh, they're out. Oh, okay.
Well, it's funny, though. Loyola Chicago. I mean, it's funny. Where are you going to rank them now? Because they look like the one seed in that. And by the way, everywhere I see Loyola Chicago, I know. Listen, those two teams play. And Charlie has been saying on his show, and Charlie been on top of college. He loves college basketball. He's been on top of it. But he says that the Cougs are the prohibitive favorite in that bracket. No, they're not.
No, they're not. Not in real life.
They won't be favored against Loyola Chicago.
You don't think so?
I think it's going to be, either way, it's going to be one.
Hold on.
Loyola Chicago wins here. And
Houston has got to be the favorite.
I'll
check it right now.
They're both 6.5. Now the Cougs have gone down from 6.5 to 5.5 points favorites against Syracuse. It's already dropped.
I'm seeing it at 6 now. And this is a site that's pretty legit.
I got 5.5 right now.
I'm showing
now.
6 and over under is still.
Well, I got 5.5 minus 115. But it's gone down a point.
Loyola Chicago is a 6.5 point favorite against Oregon State.
Yeah. Now Oregon State is
that's
not highly regarded.
By the way, that's a lot of respect.
That's a lot.
Or and when is Oregon State going to catch some respect since they're on a
heater? I don't know, because they've looked really good.
Oregon State has treated me.
Oregon State
well.
On this list of ranking the teams is second. On every one I've seen, Oregon State is second to last. Oral Roberts is last.
Okay, Oral Roberts would be, I would make Oral Roberts last if we work our way forward. I would make, you actually have to say Oregon State next to last.
I don't know. What about Creighton?
Nah, Creighton's been pretty Creighton's been pretty solid.
Well.
Dude, and Creighton is always, like, yeah, Creighton handled business the other day.
I
would say Oregon State.
I think it's tough because if Oregon State is second to last, is a pretty good.
No, it is.
It's not like there's not a lot
of
teams.
I'm going to work from the top to the bottom. So it's obviously, I'm going to go Baylor's 2. You got Gonzaga 1, Baylor 2. 3, I would make, I guess you have to make Michigan 3.
I guess you do, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make Michigan 3. It's crazy because there's a lot of these that are kind of jumbled up. 4. I don't think it's Houston. I'll be honest with you. I think 4 is Arkansas right now.
4 is Arkansas? I've got Alabama here 4. Now, don't forget, Alabama won the SEC.
Yeah, they're playing a better UCLA team. Yeah, Alabama is.
Alabama.
Yeah, Alabama's 4. Arkansas probably. I tell you what now, USC is pretty sporty.
I got Loyola Chicago 5th.
You know what? I'm going to put some respect on Houston's name. I'm going to make Houston 6th.
You are? Ahead of Arkansas.
7th, I would put. 7th, I would make Loyola. I think 7th, Loyola Chicago. I'd probably make 8th, USC. 9th, probably, if I'm being respectful, it's really probably Florida State.
Where's,
oh, you, we're sitting here kind of, Florida State's a pretty good team.
Pretty good team, yeah.
But I mean, I,
and I'm, they can, you, get to the Final Four.
UCLA played, I don't want to just give you all the credit in the world because you beat up on BYU, but UCLA looked really good in that one.
Everybody has looked really good.
I would put, I would put Syracuse toward the back.
Except everybody is, and I heard yesterday, if you didn't hear Kelvin Sampson on with Charlie,
where you put
pretty
Villanova?
Good. He was like, hey, wait a minute. You guys do know Rutgers. Did you see who they beat? They beat Illinois. They beat a bunch of really good teams this year. So can we stop that we didn't play well? Because they, and oh, by the way, the thing that I like about the Cougs.
No, but they didn't play well. Kelvin Sampson said it.
He said, no, we didn't play well, but you know what? We won. And a lot of teams that played well aren't here. Aren't here.
If you play as what poorly I like as about Houston the Cougs, win, though, that's good.
Here's what I like about the Cougs. What I like about the Cougs is they're used to going in dry spells, and it doesn't really affect them. They are a team. There's a lot of teams out there that if they hit a dry spell, they're going to freak. The Cougs don't freak because they play defense, and they're actually, oh, well, we'll just keep on firing. At some point, these shots are going to drop, and that's exactly what happened against Rutgers.
That's what Fat Pat said. At some point, shots drop.
Yeah.
He said tops drop, but I assume he meant shots drop. And look at where
why
we
do
are.
We have
Fat
to,
Pat, Houston.
Why do we have to fat
we
shame?
We are Houston at some point. Fat Pat's right.
Why
shots
we,
are going to drop.
Why are we body shaming Pat?
No, that's his name. By the way, here's the official list. Ken Pomeroy has ranked them all.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Oregon State last. You're right. Who do you think is next to last? Oral Roberts was last. Who do you think's next to last?
Oregon State.
Who do you think after that? You can look at your list if you want to.
After that, I would say...
Pull your little list up.
I'm going to pull my fancy little
list. This is Ken Pomeroy. He didn't have time for your foolishness.
Okay. I'm going to say next is
this man
UCLA.
Is computers.
Villanova.
Cuse.
Cuse?
Yep.
Okay.
Cuse. Remember now, they're an 11 seed. They get respect, though, because you know they're no fun in the tournament. So,
right.
36th in the nation right now. So, that's where they stand.
Okay, Syracuse. And then
so, those are the bottom
then,
three.
Then Villanova.
UCLA.
UCLA, Villanova.
Creighton. Nope, no Villanova.
Really?
Stop saying Villanova out loud. Syracuse, then UCLA, then Creighton, then Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. Then Arkansas, then Florida State, then Villanova, then Loyola Chicago. So he's got them inside the top. He's got them number 9 in the nation.
Well, they were. No, he had them as a top 10 team before they started.
Yeah, that's why people tricked out. If you've been rocking with Ken Pomeroy's, then you got Alabama 8, USC. Alabama's next. When I say 8, that's nationally.
Yeah.
USC 6 nationally, Cougars 4, Michigan 3, Baylor 2, Gonzaga 1.
Right. I don't know. Well, the Cougs scared me, and they scared a lot of people, which is why that I just don't like the Syracuse matchup. I just don't like that matchup zone. I just don't. They got a hit from outside. Giroux is so streaky. You know, Grimes is awesome, and he will hit his threes. But Mark has got to his and he we'll see if he's going to be hot. Sasser was bad the other day. He really has to step. If Sasser has another one of those games, I don't think they can win. Sasser has got to hit his shots from outside. If he doesn't, then I don't see how they can win this game. Who knows? Gresham, they're going to have to play. They're playing the high post game, Kelvin Sampson said. But you know what it's got to be? It's got to be quick. They can't stand out there like Krutwig did on the high post
and
make you up your mind.
Talking about? If Houston plays it?
Yeah. No. White has played against this zone before and he's back now. And if he's going to catch it in the high post, Kelvin said he's got to make a decision now. And then guys have got to hit the shots.
Here's the thing. Houston has got to, they cannot sit on the perimeter. They have got to, and all they're going to be working is going to be how to sneak into high post, you know, getting the ball quickly in the high post, how to break through that Syracuse zone. They're going to and this is where you have to make the mid-range jumper. Houston's going to have to get to the paint. There's going to be a rim protector there. You got to get to the paint. You're going to have to crash offensive boards. And you're going to have to hit mid-range jumpers. If Houston tries to live outside against contested threes, because nobody plays 2-3 like Syracuse.
Right.
If they try to sit out there with contested threes, they're not. They're inconsistent with uncontested threes. We saw that in the last game.
Yes.
How are they going to be with contested long arm guys? It's not going to be good. So they got to find a way to get in. That's why this under team, under to me, the way Houston defends and the way Syracuse plays, I can't even believe this is 140.5. Like, and that's not crazy high, by the way.
No.
I mean, 140 is not crazy high, but it was 131.5 in the last game, and that thing went into the, you know, it was low at half. They caught a little bit of a hot streak, and then it just fizzled out at the very end. Houston's team over-under is 73.5. And I don't care about this for gambling purposes, I tell you this. I tell you this from using the using handicapping numbers to try to figure out a game. 73.5 points. If Houston gets to me, if Houston gets to 73 points, they win.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to win.
Absolutely. 812 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
This game's going to look something like 67-64, I think.
That was our non-Deshaun segment here on ESPN 97.5. When we get back, there is some Texans football to talk, and it's not Deshaun. There is some Texans football outside of Deshaun to talk. And is there maybe something that Whitey won't like about it? We'll tell you on the other side.
Whitey Bulger?
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Hey, what about Texas Star Grill Shop? What about the great spring sale that's going on right now? Have you taken advantage of it? You can go to the website, TexasStarGrillShop.com, and see what some of the grills are. So here's the thing. There's a lot of you who, I've had people reach out to me for years. I've spoken about them and for them for over a decade. And I really didn't know, my parents were off the farm in Kansas is where they grew up. I didn't know anything about barbecuing and grilling. And I really learned a lot from Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats, and then he introduced me to Traeger and Rick and Michelle Martin, and it's been a match made in heaven. And I've been so happy to see their business explode, and why not? I mean, they're the one-stop shop. Every grill you can possibly imagine, they brought the biggest and best grills into the city of Houston. Some of them made here, like Pits and Spits. Others like the Traeger Timberline, the DCS, the Big Green Egg. So many different grills for you to choose from. And right now, they all have sales prices going on right now. Assembly and delivery is absolutely free. You cannot beat these prices, and they can help you take your barbecue game to the next level. And I tell everybody this. If you're looking for a rub or marinade or an accessory to up your game, ask the professionals there, because they know about every single one. They will make a good choice for you. Go see the one-stop shop. 4 locations in Houston, TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
816 ESPN. What are you talking about?
With Julia if she likes.
She likes One Direction?
So our
Frankie
intern
loved. I mean, she wanted to move to England because of One Direction. She loved them. Loved them.
She had no Frankie, as I'm explaining. That's his youngest.
That's my daughter. My youngest daughter.
Chelsea back in the day loved Spice Girls.
Spice Girls?
Yeah, I would like.
No, but Frankie asked, Dad, can we move to London? No, Frankie. Why not? Well, because we live. What are you talking about? Well, I want to go. I want to marry. I forget which one she
liked.
They'll
be here in England. They'll be here in the United States.
Was it Harry?
Soon enough.
What's that?
Harry Styles.
No, it wasn't
Louis.
Harry. No.
Zayn.
A little bit.
Was it Niall? She sang Niall.
No. Yeah, that's you too? You too? You love Niall? Well, Frankie's got him. Okay.
They're not as pretty now, as BTS.
But then, listen.
BTS is, everybody in BTS is pretty.
Literally, a year after she wanted to move there, they came to town.
Of course.
And she was like, nah, I don't want to go.
She was off. She was off.
She was off them in a year. Off them.
She's on a conspiracy theories.
Yeah. So the text.
You know what? By the way, I'm watching a QAnon conspiracy. Into the Storm where they try to pinpoint where QAnon started and all this.
Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm going to tell you something that's it's annoying about my wife. Okay. So I try to get my wife and I, when we first met and started dating, and really until we had kids, we would go to movies at a minimum of 3 times a week, movie theaters. The one at River Oaks, the one at Greenway, like we'd go see great movies. There wasn't an Oscar-nominated movie, not just movie, but performance that we didn't see. And that includes all the documentaries, everything. And as you have kids, you know, you see less. But we used to watch shows at home. And so anyway, that's obviously gone down. Now I'm trying to get her to watch any show with me is impossible. She just doesn't sit down to watch shows. She makes excuses not to watch this show. And so I've gone through these great shows, right?
Banshee?
Whenever she watches it. No, Banshee.
You can't watch Banshee.
The very first scene of season 3 was about the most aggressive sex scene that they've ever had. It's really? Not stopping. It's unbelievable.
What's the name? Who is it?
It's his wife. I'll show it to you. Oh, no, I can't even. I don't even want to show it on this computer.
Why not?
Because this is the NFL computer. I don't even want that scene on this computer. But anyway, it's season 3, episode 1, and it's like, wow, it's like stuff that Dell might search for. So here's what I was saying. So she doesn't watch these shows with me. So I'm like, hey, you know, this QAnon, you ought to watch this documentary. Oh, no, I know all about it. I listen to a podcast because all she does is listen to podcasts now. I listen to podcasts about it. And blah, 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 blah. I said, hey, how about you, instead of just getting the shortcut podcast, this is like a multi-episode event where they go through and interview people. No, I've already know about it because I listen to a podcast. The podcast is like Cliff Notes, and it's not even Cliff Notes. Watch a show with me. You were interested in all this QAnon craziness before, but now you just listen to one podcast and that's it?
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts are... listen to our podcast if you get a chance to, obviously.
Yeah, right, but other
ESPN
ones.
97.5. But other podcasts, don't listen to them.
Yeah. No, we don't need that.
She's got her whole list of podcasts because she runs. And so she
right.
listens
she, that's
to podcasts.
What, that's why she does that. That's why she does that. 713-780-3776. Now, I promised you some Texans talk.
Yep.
And here it is. Chad Hansen, cut.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this?
Not great. How are you cutting the most successful receiver over the last 2 weeks of the season?
Well, you can't guarantee your quarterback will be there, so, you know, his
Brandon
buddy.
Cooks might say something about him being over the last 2 weeks, but okay.
Chad Hansen had 2 100-yard games.
Brandon Cooks had last 4 games, I think, were...
There's no chance.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks was pretty good those last games.
Was he that good?
Yeah, he was good. But Chad Hansen was good. I mean, he was your receiver. Why is it
Chad Hansen started 2 games and had 236 yards receiving.
Why is it
Dad.
That you can only have one white guy trying out for the team every year? Is there a quota? Is there a minimum? Is there a maximum? One white guy per team?
Should be.
Depends on the team.
Well, right. The Patriots.
You mean a wide receiver.
Well, the Patriots broke that.
Yeah.
I mean, is this a standard operating procedure for the league? One guy, and then the Patriots said, "We, you know what?
I don't know if it's written in the bylaws. That. You think it's written in the bylaws? That
no,
you
but it's unwritten rules.
The Patriot way?
It's the unwritten rules. And the Texans, I would think, would go the Patriot way and have more than, but apparently not. Alex Erickson, that's it.
Yeah, but Alex Erickson plays from the slot. Chad Hansen plays outside. Not a lot of outside
so
receivers.
So did Chris Collinsworth. Okay.
For the Patriots?
No.
Okay. We're talking about Patriots.
In life. Steve Largent.
Use Hogan. Okay. If you want to try to argue, use, what's his name?
Yeah,
Chris Hogan?
Yeah, no. Chris Hogan ain't using him. I ain't using him. Okay.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Look at this. The last 2 games for Brandon Cooks, 141 and 166. But he only had 3 100-yard games all season.
And they were in the last two.
Yeah, last two.
Yeah.
3 touchdowns.
Yeah. No, he was excellent. But I'm just...
That is a little strange to me that Chad Hansen
Why?
Got waived.
Why?
Well, I mean,
I guess.
You know, he was, I guess they know about him. I mean, I think you think Chad Hansen was, all of a sudden Chad Hansen became really good, or you think it was Deshaun? I thought Chad Hansen showed enough. He was getting to know. I mean, to me, those last 2 games definitely give him an opportunity with somebody else in camp.
Yeah.
But maybe their thought was, we're going to get Isaiah Coulter involved. We brought in Alex Erickson, who's also a return man, and he fits the slot. They still got Kiki Coutee under contract. Yeah, Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, who's a slot man. I don't know. I don't know what the what their plan is. I just know that they are bringing in players who at least had better draft grades than the other guys who they had. I do think
yeah, roster, sometimes guys play outplay, and Chad Hansen played well enough to have another shot.
But their roster is just a bunch of Band-Aid guys, probably.
Yeah.
Well, but no, it is better.
And oh, by the way, I think this is Nick coming in there and going, we are just cleaning house of everything, dude. Again, I don't think there will be, not this year, but next year, I don't think there will be 10 guys on this team that were part of Bill O'Brien's regime. I think it's going to be under 10, in not this year, but next. By the time you get to next September, there won't be 10 guys that left from Bill O'Brien.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Because you think about it.
Ooh.
The left guard, the left tackle, and the right tackle. There's three.
Yep.
Nobody at running back.
Nobody at wide receiver. Cooks will be done. And so will Randall Cobb. You'll be able to get rid of him.
Cooks might be here. I think he's still under contract. I mean, it's not that you couldn't cut him, but there's a chance Brandon
Farrell
Cooks
Brown
be
got
here
after.
Farrell
David Brown. Johnson will be done.
Reed. I think Reed would be four.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Lonnie Johnson.
Maybe.
I think Reed will be here. Lonnie Johnson.
Ooh, you got to give Reed another contract then. Okay? What kind of contract are you going to give Reed?
I think he'll get one. I think he'll play better.
We'll see.
It's just
we'll see.
Just guessing.
Cunningham will be here.
Zach will be here.
Blacklock will be here.
We'll see.
Maybe.
Let me tell you what the Patriot way also was. If you're not putting in your work and you're not doing well, bye.
Carlos Watkins will be here.
No, he's already
Brandon
gone.
Brandon Dunn.
Watkins.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Gone.
Watkins is done. Brandon Dunn.
Well, you're saying by next September?
Next September.
Menahue probably will. That's where it's six.
Yeah. Cunningham.
Fairbairn? Seven?
No.
Weeks?
No, this will be the last year.
So Weeks is back?
They cut Kukwa.
Yeah,
I mean already.
It must have been a
money
salary
thing.
Cap deal.
We're cutting you, and then
eight,
you're going to come in for less.
There's got to be some backups. No, I'd say under 10. I think it's going to be closer to 9.
Yeah,
9 and even maybe 8. The punter's already gone. The backup's gone. Quarterback. Yeah, this is. It's going to be wholesale. It'll be completely different.
Yeah,
you look at the backup. You look at the Charlie Heck, maybe. I don't think Charlie Heck's any kind of a lock at all.
He's not a lock to win, make it this year.
No.
With Cannon coming in.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that shows you how weak the line. But see, I felt like the roster has been weak for a while. That 11 win, that's when none of this felt stable. This was not a roster that was built for long-term sustained success. You know what sustained success rosters look like. It starts with a core of six players that you go, I'm in on this guy. Well, that's D-Hop. That's Hopkins. J.J., but you knew J.J. was diminishing. Laremy Tunsil, yes. Howard hadn't proved anything yet. Zach Cunningham was in that area. Bernardrick McKinney was in that area. But you had some. You were pointing to Justin Reed. Felt like he was pointing upwards. You didn't have it at corner. But now you start subtracting a lot of those names we mentioned, and no one has stepped directly into those spots.
Nobody. It'll be interesting to see if Terrence Brooks doesn't take over that other safety spot. Forget Lonnie. I mean, Lonnie's got
Lonnie,
a fight on his hands.
Well, but Dell, what do we know about Lonnie Johnson this year?
The leash is off, right?
Yep, the leash is off. He's off the chain.
He's off the chain.
I heard the leash is off on Blacklock, too, or something.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
clearly Anthony Weaver was holding both those guys back.
And Menahue, too, right? Isn't Menahue out there on Instagram telling people how...
Actually, Menahue's now doing workout videos.
He's not?
He's off drip videos, and he's back on, like, pushing stuff around videos.
He's pushing stuff around
videos? He's working out. He's showing you he's working out.
Okay, good.
He's putting his time in.
Well, good. Okay.
You know what's not a great thing? Is it a bad thing that, okay, if I type up Lonnie Johnson, usually, like, you should be the first guy I should get in Google should be our wide receiver turned safety, right? Lonnie Johnson.
Cornerback turned safety, right?
Corner.
Wide receiver. Yeah, I'm sorry. Corner turned safety. I would think that would be the first one. It's never a great sign when you type, because I type in draft prospects' names. Mm-hmm. Usually they're the first one. Every once in a while they're not. There's an author, there's a Civil War reenactor or something who's very famous on YouTube or something like that. Lonnie Johnson. Oh, inventor. African-American inventor, aerospace engineer, and entrepreneur whose work includes a U.S. Air Force term of service and a 12-year stint at NASA. Now, yes, he's substantially more accomplished than our Lonnie Johnson. For now. But once
Forever.
Lonnie gets... maybe you didn't hear, he's off the leash.
Now that
has happened, we will see next year, when I Google Lonnie Johnson at the same time next year,
it'll be the same.
If all of a sudden the inventor's out.
Lonnie Johnson.
And this Lonnie Johnson.
The problem is Lonnie has a very, you know, common name. And there's another person, a musician, Alonzo Lonnie Johnson, who's second in the listing, who's more accomplished.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been dead since 1970.
I'm just glad that Lonnie Johnson,
inventor of Super Soaker.
Yeah, that guy would be ahead of Lonnie Johnson.
Oh, that one's
no,
ahead.
No, that's the same engineer. The guy who works for NASA is using his powers for evil.
For good.
No, Super Soaker's awesome.
You know what I'm going to invent? Something that can blast someone in the face with water. Okay.
And you know
like,
how
basically like a machine gun of water gun.
You know how much joy that's given kids?
You know how much
Lonnie Johnson's
made
a
off
great
that?
Man. Not the one who plays safety for the Texans.
Invention, Super Soaker, facts. Lonnie G. Johnson, African-American inventor. Lonnie Johnson first, president and founder. Johnson R&D, inventor of Super Soaker. This guy has worked for NASA, and all he's known for is Super Soaker.
So Adele's dead. He didn't invent anything.
No, he didn't work for NASA. He worked for
what
Boeing.
What did he invent?
Same thing.
Trips
it's
to the
Home
Depot?
It's not the same thing. That's not an invention.
Yeah. No, it is. It is.
It's not an invention to go to
Home
Depot.
For this show.
Adele's got a bunch of wood at his house.
What?
Hold on,
Depot.
I'm on page two.
No.
There he is.
That trip didn't end with buying wood.
Lonnie
Every time
Johnson.
Your dad came home with wood, you were like, oh, another kid's gone.
Once again, phrasing.
Yeah, no.
Oh, that's terrible. 829.
No. Oh, my. John, no. Delete. Hey, dump Delete. That, Del. Lonnie Johnson shows up for UK football, Kentucky football, before he shows up for the Texans in Google.
God.
That means there's more hits for that.
Oh, there's way more hits. Time to talk right now about speaking about hits, and the hits just keep on coming. HRNP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525. We love what HRNP does for us, and you'll love what they do for you. As a matter of fact, Marcus is coming up from Orleans Seafood today, and he's cutting a spot with them because he just loves what they've done. I asked him about it the other day. I was over there at Orleans Seafood the other day, and he said, oh, it's awesome. We got their HR, and we got their payroll, and it's just perfect. I mean, you can pick and choose, too, and that you want to just do payroll, that's fine. They'll do HR for you as well. But it is it cannot be better what they do for you and your small business. Doesn't matter how big your business is. It could be if it's 15 employees, HR&P can take care of you, and they customize the deal for you. You can have offices throughout the entire country, and HR&P can service you because they'll find out all the different everything that needs to be known about taxes and everything else in every state. Don't worry about that. Your company can't be too big for HR&P, and if it's 15 or more people, it's not too small either. They are awesome, and they customize exactly what you need in HR and payroll. You're looking for that great payroll company that you are going to love. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 832-703-780-3776. Any thoughts that you've got? Rockets in action tonight, going to play Charlotte. No, we got to find out what that line is tonight. No LaMelo tonight. He's done for the season. I think that probably affects, you know what, he was going to be rookie of the year. But I don't know, maybe probably not anymore. Anthony Edwards is taking over, I think, as the favorite.
It'll be tough. I mean,
not being there, obviously, is going to make it that much more difficult.
Now, remember, it is, we're talking about, yeah, he's going to be missing a chunk of the season.
Yeah, this is a big part. 30 games left.
Yeah.
He can't be, I don't think he could be rookie.
That's a lot.
What do you think the Rockets are tonight against the Hornets?
I would say the Rockets, and that one is in Charlotte?
No, it's here.
It's here. Okay. Charlotte, 3.
3.5.
Okay.
Good. That's a good number. And you like?
Charlotte.
I don't. I like the Rockets.
Okay.
I think they're playing much better. We're going to see. They played pretty damn good in their 114-112 loss where Steven Silas almost died from depression.
Yep.
And then the next day they kicked ass against a great, great team.
Doesn't level of competition matter?
It does.
The Thunder stink.
It was a great team they beat. Is it an NBA wasn't. Team? Okay, have you ever beaten an NBA team? No.
Yes, because generally one person doesn't beat an NBA team, well, so you're correct. You, yes.
No.
That is your and logic.
Any team
then, yes.
you've been on? No. Any of your soccer I've teams never ever played. Beat an NBA team? No.
That's not the same sport. Of course
I
not.
I would say a win over Toronto was a convincing win.
Yeah.
Based
That's
on
a
what?
Good win for them.
Based on what? Toronto is...
Because they're better than you.
Who's yeah.
Not really.
Every win is
relatively
a good win
Relatively speaking,
for you.
Who's better?
Well, Toronto's on an 8-game losing streak. The Rockets are on
we're
a 1-game
on
streak.
20.
Well, not anymore, so...
But
according to your logic, the Rockets
them.
Are better. They were both terrible.
One team is 1-20 over the last 21.
And the other team is still terrible. They're both terrible.
Not as bad as the Rockets.
They were of the last 8 games they were.
Just as bad. But the Rockets sent it to 20. Okay? The Rockets were terrible, and they won the game, which means they're a great team now.
I don't think that's how logic works.
I got the Rockets tonight. I think that they're going on a roll. They win these 4. I think they win all 4 of these. I'm telling you, they look much better. And is Oladipo going to? I think you just sit him now, right?
Not if you want to lose, you don't.
No. I mean, you want to trade him.
It depends on your goal. If you want to trade him, sit him. If you want to lose, you play him.
Yeah. No. You don't. You do not play Victor Oladipo just in case he might hit a shot. Actually, he's played pretty well.
In case someone decides to give you a couple first rounders for him?
Yeah, that's not happening. And the Knicks. I mean, are you kidding me? The Knicks?
Even the Knicks.
How about that the Rockets are selling to the Knicks? That's where we've come. Yeah, that's what this world has come
that's
to.
That's when you lose 20 in a row, that becomes a deal. But even the Knicks are like, we feel like we can get him for good money in free agency or big money in free agency. We don't really feel like giving you anything worth anything. Because we think he'll come here and play for us in free agency. That's where they are. Like, Woj talked about it, and some people think the Rockets are using him to up the market. That the Knicks and the Heat are teams that are very interested, but they're trying to figure out how much are they willing to give a guy they think they can sign a free agency anyway. Why would you, if you're those two teams, if you think you're fully capable of signing, why would you give up anything? Outside, I guess, bird rights.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, listen, the Rockets got to just get anything as opposed to just, you don't need cap space. Nobody's coming here, right? So just get rid of them and take a third. Take a second rounder
if somebody's willing to give you, I think if on a serious note, I mean, if there's a market for him.
No, that's what I'm saying. Serious note, just take anything.
No, but if there's a market for him, get the most in the market. That's
right.
That's for Phil Stone's
job.
I don't know.
He's got an expiring contract that he's not staying wherever he goes.
Well, some people like expiring
contracts. No, yeah.
Especially if they can offload a contract for an expiring. That has value.
You don't usually, take on a contract, though, if you're the Rockets.
I would take on a contract if I get a first. If it's not, Oladipo's.
You're going to take
maybe a 2-year deal.
Mm.
Maybe 2 years.
I don't know. I think you want to get out.
Why? Because you're going to be good next year?
No, but you don't want to take on. You don't want to take on any. Listen. You think Tillman's taking on money with this team?
Well, if this is about Tillman
with
being cheap, then
it's not about him being
it.
Cheap. It's about him, what the hell am I going to take money on with a team that just lost 20 games?
If you get a first-round pick.
I think that's just smart.
If you get a first-round pick, I would definitely consider. I would rather have my team populated with first-round picks than G-leaguers. Because first-round picks, at least, I mean, a lot of them will become G-leaguers. But, you know, I don't want to just take anything for Victor Oladipo. If somebody's willing to give you something, I'm going to trust the process here.
Okay, if you're the other GM, what are you giving up for Victor Oladipo?
The one thing I found is that it is hard to figure out trade value in the NBA. It really is because I would think that there wouldn't be a lot of market for, especially as a free agent. But once again, if you have a chance to offload even a year of contract for somebody because you know that it helps clear some space up for you in the off season, then you might do something like that. And if you're willing to give up a first rounder because you don't think it has value for you. Daryl did it all the time. I'll take it. Go ahead and give me a first rounder. Every first rounder I get if I'm the Rockets becomes a lottery. Well,
okay.
Because, I mean, a
name
lottery
the
scratch,
team that's given a lottery them a first scratch rounder off. For Victor Oladipo.
Well, but that's one of the things that's been talked
well,
about.
Well, hopefully. Well, if that's the case, then you do it.
If you're taking on a contract, they will give you might have a chance to first rounder.
Yeah, the Woj report made it seem like the Rockets had a couple good deals on the table. They're just waiting for more. And that's some people are like, well, if they had a good deal, they have already shipped Oladipo out.
No, not really.
That's what some people are
PJ,
suggesting.
PJ took a while to
but
get
did they
out.
Get a? Yeah, that happened, and the Bucks finally decided to come correct, I guess. But I think people might think PJ, because of what he provides, and he's not a volume shooter, and he could be a switch defender and maybe hit corner threes in a place where he's motivated, provides more value. And plus, he doesn't have a big deal that you might have to sign him to in the offseason. If you're trading for Victor Oladipo, are you really giving up stuff for a rental? Are you really giving up a first and a young player for a rental, possibly? Because he wants to go to a big market. Like if you're
no, I would never give up the young player. Like I said, no. I give up a first and a young.
No, he ain't gonna be there.
If it's
gonna
a contract,
go where he wants.
If it's a contract that you don't want because you're trying to make moves in the offseason or you're trying to shuffle money around, the one thing I've learned is that NBA teams operate differently because they're constantly thinking ahead about what their money situation is going to be for other moves they're going to make. At least we saw Daryl Morey do that.
So SpotTrack says the top candidates, trade candidates, are Kelly Oubre first and Oladipo second. And then Montrezl Harrell. Are the Lakers looking to unload Harrell?
Apparently.
Really?
After just
getting... I mean, I would think that...
Montrezl is a pain in the ass.
Montrezl is a pain in the ass, but he's also a good rebounder and a great guy off the bench.
He was a pain in the ass here. The Clippers, gone. The Lakers... If you're under your fourth team already in 6 years... You're probably a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Well,
I don't doubt the basketball.
I wish the Rockets
stuff.
Would have kept that pain in the ass so that they could have.
But
you
if you're looking
know,
to
when
win
they
a,
were good.
If the Lakers are looking to win a championship, and then I thought Harrell would be a great fit for them. If they want to get rid of him with what he does, he must really be a.
Yep. Well, the thing is, when they get healthy, Anthony Davis will be playing center, and they'll have Markieff Morris as their stretch, even the small ball five or their stretch four, and then they also have Marc Gasol. There's a suggestion that there's no place for Montrezl Harrell in a playoff run.
Well, and there was no place for him here either. I mean, when they went small and but that dude can help a team, whether or not he's a pain in the ass is another.
And he didn't have a great postseason last year, so maybe that's another consideration too.
Georgie Deng, Lonzo Ball on the market.
That one's
Aaron Gordon. They've got sixth on the list of most tradable commodities. He's 18.1 against the cap and $6.4 million cash for the rest of the season.
Well, he's a guy who's formally asked out, and he explained it being frustration with not being able to win in Orlando. Some people say he's maybe directly to blame for that outside of the injuries for that team. He wants to go to a winner, which would seem to eliminate the Rockets from the equation, even though they have apparently offered something for him. But Boston is the team mentioned most, but Boston never gives in. Danny Ainge never gives in as far as giving the team what they request.
Nope.
So
almost to the point of being too tight to make deals.
Yeah. And now they're now they're maybe still under 500, maybe a game under, so they're getting desperate there.
Yeah, they got
they need an Oladipo.
He doesn't pull
right
the trigger.
They need an Oladipo. Yeah. Is what you said?
Yes. They have
unlock
to have an
the chemistry.
Oladipo. They have to have an Oladipo. No question. 713-780-3776. Brian, we get you in. We've got some Astros talk that we got to get to as well right here on ESPN 97.5. So we're going to do that. Inviting you right now, how about we have got to, you if you're looking for a good time, well, I'm going to just tell you this. There's a good time going to be had at the BTR Cajun Throwdown. I'm telling you, you're looking for crawfish. It just doesn't get any better. It is so good. The crawfish is so good at the BTR Cajun Throwdown. You, my friends, are going to love it. They do, Tiny and his peeps do an unbelievable job. They are awesome, and you're going to love it. It's April 9th and 10th. It's at the Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. The entertainment lineup, better than ever before. Whiskey Myers is playing. Frank Foster. Wayne Toops. Jamie Bergeron, and more. You bring out the family, Zydeco dancing, crawfish eating contest, an exciting kid zone. We've done this. My wife and I, we went before. It is so much fun. The crawfish is so good, and you're just going to have a great time. Go to BTRCajunThrowdown.com. That's BTRCajunThrowdown.com. It's powered by Budweiser, Mac Vibe Services, and Out the Ditch Crawfish. April 9th and 10th. BTR Cajun Throwdown, ready to party with you at Good Old Days Fairgrounds in Hitchcock. BTRCajunThrowdown.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, let's get Brian in here. We got some Astros baseball to talk about. He wants to talk about the Rockets. We start with that. What do you say, Brian? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Good morning. I got a couple things. First one is, man, the chick who's answering the phone, y'all need to get her some crawfish or booty balls or something. She sounds depressed.
What?
But
Julia, hold on, just 1 second. Del, can you let her have the microphone just real quick? Can you let Julia? Do you what's his name?
Brian.
What Brian is saying, he said you sound kind of low energy today. Is anything wrong?
No, I'm all good.
Well, fine.
You got the mask on. That's the problem.
Yeah.
See, I think you're mistaken because
I always have.
She's restricted with that.
Yeah,
mask
it's
on.
Probably just the mask.
It's the mask thing. Yeah.
Okay. I'll get
Julia, you got to bring it.
And working with John.
Julia, you need to sound excited for the callers. You need to.
She's in sports. Get excited.
No, I don't want you to get them excited. I'm saying you need to be excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to get you some crawfish, though, Julia. That's it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Julia's from Chicago. She don't know nothing about crawfish.
Only deep dish pizza, right?
That's
now.
It. That's all you know. That's it, Julia.
But, man, guys, as far as the Rockets, John, I'm like you, man. I'm kind of scared, worried, almost kind of pre-pissed off because I believe they're going to screw this thing up, man, and they're going to they're not going to get the top four because I think with Christian back, they're good enough to win some games, and man, I'm just afraid they're gonna screw this thing up and they ain't going to get their pick. Another thing is, what are they wanting for Oladipo? Where are they wanting first-round picks or young guys? Well, with the crap they gave up, they had Jared Allen and LeVert. You have really good young guys. That's what I understand what they did with all that. That you acquired, you gave up something that you eventually wanting to acquire with Oladipo. I don't get that. Man.
I think they fell in love with a name, an all-star, thinking maybe he was a star. Maybe you could. I do think they wanted to keep him. I talked to Tillman the day that they made the trade with James, and he was excited about Oladipo coming. I mean, genuinely excited. I think they thought they had a shot to keep him here teamed with John Wall, another all-star. Listen, NBA and NBA people are enthralled with stars because they fill up seats, and they're good players. They're usually good players. And Oladipo had been a two-time all-star. And you know what? What other two-time all-star? What other all-star? How are you going to get one here? And they had to do it through a trade, and they thought maybe they'd be able to entice him to stay. But even $45 million wouldn't do that. I don't think they knew his mind too well at the time. The hindsight is 20/20, but I think if they could do it again, they'd take LeVert and Allen.
What was the thought? You know, it's just there had to be something behind the scenes where that was never going to be the case. Because it's hard to envision a scenario where you don't want to have those kinds of players.
You want, but is it Daryl Morey always says, get stars.
Yeah, no, I know Daryl Morey
says
that.
Well, Rafael worked for Daryl Morey for 15 years.
But how did they? There's no way that Rafael Stone said Oladipo. That's the star.
Well, he was a bigger name than LeVert.
But the name thing, that's a Tillman thing. Name thing. Eli,
that was a Daryl thing.
But Eli is a, yeah, but Daryl wouldn't consider Victor Oladipo a star. Well, there's no analytics that say Victor Oladipo
was a bigger
star
than either LeVert or Allen.
Doesn't matter. There's no efficiency numbers, PER, that say the metrics that Daryl uses, he wouldn't consider Oladipo a star.
You mean the guy,
number one? He wouldn't consider him that.
The guy that brought in Dwight Howard?
Howard was a really good player when he brought him in. By the way, he had James.
Yeah.
James was the one.
No, I get it.
There is no one.
Daryl would definitely consider Oladipo over LeVert and Allen.
I don't think so.
I do.
I don't think so based on the numbers.
Absolutely.
Why do you think
Daryl always said you got to have stars? And the only way to get a star here to Houston is by trading for him.
But that's not a. You got to be able to play, too. I think Daryl wanted guys who could play.
Well, Chris obviously, he could
Dwight
play.
Dwight Howard could play. Dwight Howard just ended up, he had a personality conflict with Kobe, which everyone did, but also everyone had it with Dwight Howard. And then he ended up having a knee issue. But Dwight Howard was actually a good player for the Rockets. That was a heralded, remember the signing? That was a big deal nationally when Dwight Howard signed with the Rockets. And he was a legit big man. He was good when he first got here, and then the knee stuff started to creep up on him. Plus, he was just Dwight's just, I don't want to relive all that stuff.
Listen, for his career, Oladipo, 44% shooter, a 35% three-point shooter. Those are Daryl numbers. Are you kidding? They're better than a lot of the guys Daryl got.
But not as a star. Daryl never brought anyone as a number one.
Oladipo's a bigger name than LeVert or Allen, and that was your choice. That was it.
But those guys are cheaper, and Daryl also likes money, too.
No, Daryl don't give a rat's ass about money.
No, Daryl likes having cap flexibility to move around. He did for... Daryl moved around with his money. Hold on. No,
destroyed their cap?
John, you are using literally the last year because of a Chris Paul move. Daryl had flexibility to move around every single year he was GM other than the last year. They ran into the wall because of Chris Paul.
They ran into the wall with Ryan Anderson as well. No. Remember, you couldn't get rid of him?
It didn't matter,
though.
You
had to get him out of it.
But it didn't keep him from making moves.
No.
He kept making moves, though. Daryl was never cap-strapped where he couldn't make moves.
Daryl brought in crap the last three off seasons. Did nothing because he couldn't. He brought in McLemore. He brought in a bunch of nobodies because he couldn't do anything.
No, because you had said no. That's not why they had their core set up. They had a long core with Eric Gordon, with Chris Paul, then with Russell Westbrook, with James Harden, with PJ Tucker. He had his core all set up. He kept bringing in ancillary bench pieces. Those weren't starters. Ben McLemore wasn't a starter. He got out of Carmelo immediately. What didn't cost hardly anything. Daryl maneuvered around really effectively with the cap. It wasn't until the Chris Paul move that they were dead to rights.
So
because once he traded for Russell Westbrook, it was officially over.
So the guy that he signed for $19 million a year, Eric Gordon. Okay, as you say, he wouldn't take Victor Oladipo.
Didn't preclude him from doing moves.
No, I'm not talking about that. He signed Eric Gordon to $19 million a year.
He never ever said Eric Gordon was a star.
No, he gave him $19 million a year.
That doesn't make him a star. Stars make $40 million a year.
Lance, it's the same damn signing. It's the same damn thing. Victor Oladipo is Eric Gordon.
No, he's not. Victor Oladipo.
And he was an all-star.
Okay. When he got Eric Gordon was a better shooter. Can take people off the dribble, can guard the one or the two. He gave the Rockets something that they needed.
Eric Gordon is a career
42.5
field goal percentage. Career.
He doesn't care about field. He was three-point percentage. And look at what he was before then.
And same with Oladipo. He had big numbers, 370. Yeah, he had big numbers. Oladipo.
What
did.
I'm telling you is I don't think he even looks at him
whatever.
As a star player.
Listen. He made a mistake in bringing in Oladipo, but that was the thought of this organization and what Daryl did.
Well,
bring in guys. That was the biggest name that they could bring
James.
In.
Everything was covered up by James. There is no James. And so when you have a Victor Oladipo, that's not good enough. If this is your big plan, is Victor freaking Oladipo, and you're going to re-up him, I would be very concerned about ownership and about management. If this is what you think the good move is,
Victor Nobody Oladipo? Thought that it was a good move. It was the move that they were going to do. Nobody, I didn't say it was a good move.
But then but to that extend
was
him?
That was what they want. Yes, they wanted That's to extend terrible. Victor Oladipo.
For
yes.
what?
Because he's a... Okay, now, here's what Daryl talked about, too. You can't get a free agent to come in here.
No, but John...
You can't.
This is not... You cannot compare the Daryl thing. Daryl was had all teams that were 50-plus wins. You're now a team that is literally... in the trash.
You were going to give Victor Oladipo $22 million a year.
For a rebuild?
You were going to give Victor Oladipo $22 million a year. You gave Eric Gordon $19 million.
You mean
it's
after,
the same damn
after
thing.
They won 65?
It's the same damn thing.
No, it's not the same. Victor Oladipo is on a team that's that literally is going to be a bottom five team. The other one was number one in the NBA, and they were trying to keep a window open. They were literally the highest. They won 65 games. This team is a bottom five team.
What? It's a bottom five team because of what Daryl did to
but
it.
But you don't.
It's a bottom five team because of Daryl.
Daryl and James, what they did, yes, and Tillman letting that stuff go. All of them, absolutely, no question. But they're in a different place now than before. You don't. This is the dumbest team building ever to take a guy like Victor Oladipo and just say, let's just give him money because he's a star. No one's going to the game to watch Victor Oladipo.
No.
He has no star power.
No.
He's not efficient, and he doesn't help you win games.
But what is going to bring anyone to this arena with whatever they get for Victor Oladipo? Nothing.
Nothing's going to – that's my point.
But Caris LeVert and – listen. They should have done that.
They should have done
that. They should have done that. Jared Allen and Caris LeVert. But again, Rafael Stone learned under Daryl Morey. And guess who's a bigger star? Victor Oladipo, a two-time All-Star. Bigger star than either of those guys. Was the thinking wrong? Absolutely. It was terrible thinking. But that's what Daryl taught Rafael Stone. That's what he taught him. You got to trade for a star. And he was a two-time All-Star that came in here.
Fake All-Star. Fake second All-Star.
Fake
the first
second.
One,
no,
he, the first one he deserved. The second one, that was runoff from the previous year. And he won it in the East. Look, Daryl Morey gave Eric Gordon, not only did he trade for him, he gave him an extension, a four-year one. I think if
that was crazy.
That was dumb.
No, Daryl, over the last several years, once he got to the point of where he goes, okay, this
That's
is my
That's what I
team.
Said. Eric Gordon's deal was dumb.
No,
and Daryl did that.
No, I don't think it's – no, I think it was absolutely dumb. That doesn't mean he did a star player deal. He basically was trying to keep a window open. But Daryl started building and maneuvering and all that stuff. He was great at that. Once he got to a place where he tried to get it over the top, the money started getting stupid with, like, the Eric Gordon deal would never have gone down under previous Daryl. He wouldn't give Dragic an extra year. He wouldn't give, like, Daryl was super tight with money. And all of a sudden, once he got to where, how do we get over the top? Then it became, wait, you're doing him for
not,
how long?
Not even.
How old are the Rockets going to get now? It became a panic, like, how do we get to the top? $40 million for Chris Paul. That's a move that Daryl would have made for the previous 10 years? No, he wouldn't have.
Then Russ and you give up three draft picks and you get Russ.
Literally, that's almost like a sabotage.
I mean, Daryl Morey.
That's almost like he intentionally
right.
sabotaged.
No, absolutely.
Because that move made no, that move was never a move that Daryl Morey would have made, and yet he made it.
So yesterday, one of our boys said, I got to talk to Lance. I got to go to Generator Supercenter.
He texted me.
He did.
As a matter of fact, and I said, we'll get you taken care of. And, you know, I can talk to my guy Chris, who's over there. Really, all he has to do is go to GeneratorSupercenter.com. But they've got locations around the country. They're the number one seller of the Generac automatic standby generator. And what this generator does is whenever your power goes off, it immediately reads it and it turns it back on. And so what you're able to do is get your power immediately back on when it goes off, whether it's a rolling blackout, a transformer blows, a long-term power outage due to a hurricane. I mean, this is a secondary power source, and it gives you tremendous peace of mind in hot weather and cold weather just for the comforts that you're so used to. Not having electricity, man, we were reminded how awful that is. Well, now is your chance to get that peace of mind back by going to Generator Supercenter. They are the number one generator. They're the number one sellers, I should say, of the Generac automatic standby generator, and they have financing available and low monthly payments. Free estimates available at GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting InnovationMap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save